This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
4-6. Joining us now from AuburnSports.com, our man Brian Matthews on our Dreamland of Barbecue guest hotline. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, guys. Good morning.
We got a lot to talk with you about on-field competition. But first of all, from last Friday and before and afterwards, your thoughts on the process that led to the new athletic director at Auburn, Alan Green, and your thoughts about Alan Green himself.
Well, I just quote Quentin Riggins on the process. He said it was a legitimate process and one that they looked at a lot of candidates, and Alan Green just stood out above the rest. I feel like he's a star in the making. So I think him and the other members of the committee that I spoke to were really, really happy with the outcome of the search process. And, I don't know a lot about what Alan Green's, what he's going to do with his department, where he's going to lead it. But he certainly makes a very positive impression when he's speaking in front of a group of people. And has certainly impressed a lot of other people along his march up the ladder of success. So I think there's reasons for Auburn people to be really excited about the hire.
You know, Brian, there's a lot of talk about his ability to raise funds. And obviously, in this day and age, you got to be raising money, you got to build facilities and keep them up to date and whatnot. I'll just be curious to see, how his fundraising style is different from what they've had in the past. Because I would think there's a lot of people up at Auburn that could pick up the phone and get to the big money donors and say, look, we need some money to get this project going, this, that, and the other. And I saw earlier in the week where President Leith said, a lot of these projects that the athletic department wants, are a lot of it's going to have to come from private funding.
Right, right. And I think that was an issue, fundraising a bit in the by the end of Jay Jacobs' tenure there. I just think he'd become unpopular, and that it affected their ability to raise money. So, the things that Gus wants, like a football-only facility, well, him and Alan Green have to get out there and raise some of that money for that. So that'll be a very important early thing that he does during his tenure. I agree.
Brian Matthews is with us, AuburnSports.com. Now let's get to the hot topic here. Auburn basketball trailed by 14 at halftime on Saturday at home against Georgia, and they smoked the Bulldogs in the second half. They win by 14. Auburn has the best overall record in the SEC, in the conference. They're 5-1 now in the SEC. Mark Fox, the Georgia coach, said the crowd made a big difference in that one. The Auburn crowd, Brian, mind you.
Auburn
basketball riding high right now. What was that like on Saturday, and was the crowd that much of a tipping point?
Oh, I definitely think it was. I mean, you're finally seeing that Auburn Arena sort of work the way it was designed to work. A little bit smaller and intimate arena, and when it's packed and everybody's into the game, it can really get loud and really have a good home court advantage. So, yes, I think that is a big for Auburn, and that's something that Auburn can, I think, count on for the rest of the season. The students are really into it. They're lining up well before tip-off, and I think everybody's making an effort now to fill up all those other seats in there, too. And Auburn is 5-1. They're a half game behind Florida, who's off to a 6-1 start in the SEC. So it's a real battle at the top. And, of course, Alabama's just a half game back of Auburn. So and then Kentucky, of course, is right there, too. So it's going to be an interesting fight there for first place in the SEC.
Brian, Barry and I were talking about it earlier this morning. No doubt, the Auburn Arena has been an incredible environment. The students have certainly showed up and made a difference. The crowds in Tuscaloosa have been impressive as well. What we can't figure out, though, is Auburn and Alabama basketball, for the first time in a long time, have both been good. They're both doing some good stuff. But the conversation, the buzz, the talk, you don't hear it like you do about football. Like, hey, why didn't they run this play to this particular guy? You don't seem to hear that in basketball. Unfortunately, well, I guess it's not unfortunate. Depends on how you look at it. I'm seeing a lot of recruiting stuff. Well, this guy, is he going to visit? I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is maddening. We're in the middle of basketball season. What's going on here? Where's the talk about basketball?
Well, I think both schools are always going to be football schools first. But I think it's going to take a little bit of time for that culture to build back up, you know, especially at Auburn. Basketball's been so bad for so long. This is the best season they've had in, you know, it's been 18 years, almost 20 years. So it takes a little bit, although I will say on our message board and amongst our group of people that follow me on Twitter, basketball interest and talk and chatter has picked up significantly over the last few weeks, especially since football season ended. So I think it's headed in the right direction, but still got a long way to go to catch up with football, of course.
Yeah, and you know, not necessarily ever going to do that, but just getting its fair share. It's an exciting basketball team to watch, and the crowd certainly have been good. In your estimation, down the stretch, here in the second half of the season, you know, we've had callers that say, well, we'll see whether this can last. You know, they're saying that in November. They're saying that in December before Christmas, and they're still saying it. And so I'll ask you, I mean, it seems as though this Auburn basketball team has done more than enough work to prove that they're going to be around there at the very end. What do you think about the way this team's constructed and built to continue to succeed?
Oh, I agree. I thought the first six or seven SEC games on their schedule were really tough, and they'd be lucky to get out that, you know, 500. And here they are at 5-1, headed to Missouri. So I think they've done terrific, and they've got a shot, you know, over the next five or six games to pull out some more wins. I mean, Missouri's going to be a tough road game, but it's certainly a winnable game for Auburn. Then you're back against LSU, a team that's 2-4 in the conference right now, not very good. You're at Ole Miss after that, which is, you know, a pretty solid team, a team that had a nice lead at halftime against Auburn, but a team you've already beat once. And then Vanderbilt, I guess the worst team in the league, comes to Auburn the next week. So Auburn's got a chance to go on a little run here if they can continue to play well. And, you know, absolutely, I think they're contenders. Although I think in order to beat Florida, they really have to finish well, because Florida's already got a win. For instance, I think at Missouri, they've already beaten Kentucky. You know, to me, Florida is a team right now to beat in the SEC. But I think Auburn does have that opportunity to do that.
Depending on who you believe, and we personally believe in AuburnSports.com, the consensus is that Auburn recruiting for football, with less than 2 weeks to National Signing Day, it's a top 10 recruiting class nationally. It's a top 3 recruiting class in the SEC. Are there any bare spots that you see that need to be shored up in the final 2 weeks, 10 days before signing day, Brian?
I wouldn't call them bare spots, but I do think there's a couple more needs they need to finish out filling. Offensive tackle's one. They really need to add one more difference maker in this class before signing day. And then they really, really need another cornerback. They got Christian Tutt, a highly recruited young man who's already enrolled, which is good. But I think they need another guy that can come in and play right away. I think depth in the secondary is the biggest issue on defense going into next year. I think they've got all the, you know, most of the positions filled up front in the front seven, although, of course, they're looking for a replacement for Jeff Holland. But I think they've got some candidates there. But they desperately need some depth there in the secondary.
Well, one of the reasons why I ask, I've got family in Gwinnett County in the Lawrenceville, Georgia area, and they are raving about a defensive back named Teyon Palmer that Auburn is in on. Is he a legitimate guy to fill that need in the secondary?
Yeah, I don't know a whole bunch about him, but I have heard his name and that he may be visiting here soon. So I think so, yes. I think Auburn's got about four or five different cornerback types they're looking at. Roger McCreary from Mobile visited, and along with Cameron Taylor from Montgomery last weekend, and they've got several coming in this weekend and the next. And I believe he's one of them, along with Kelvin Joseph and maybe a couple others. So that's absolutely a guy that Auburn's looking at among several others to fill that final defensive back spot.
Final question here. You know, we've heard, again, Alan Green, the new athletic director, or soon-to-be new athletic director at Auburn, talks about, you know, that Gus has already asked him about a football-only facility. We know that it's been, you know, a point of contention that has really been, you know, talked about as being absolutely necessary. Coach Malzahn really, really, really wants it. In your estimation, just from a recruiting standpoint, is that football-only facility, is that something that should have happened a while ago? Is it a crying need for the football program?
I wouldn't say crying need, but I think it is important, especially when many of your many of the teams that you recruit against and compete against are doing the same thing. So, you know, Auburn needs to get on board there. But I don't think it's, you know, shameful Auburn's situation or their current facilities. But, yes, it would certainly help things out. And, you know, it not only help football, but it would free up some more room for other sports that may need some more facilities, you know, that are currently in that athletic department. And, you know, I think one of the things that Auburn is really missing out on is, you know, when recruits come to visit, the first place they usually go is the athletic department. And that doesn't really show up Auburn's history and tradition, especially in football. It's sort of a dreary, it's an older-looking building. If they had something that stood out a little bit more and showed that off a little bit better, I think that'd make a big difference.
If that ever does happen, where will it be located?
I think they've got some options. They could put it, you know, right where the, you know, the old indoor facility was, which is now sort of a weight room. Right there, connected to the practices. If they did that, they'd probably have to close Biggio Drive, that road there, or they'd have to reroute it a little bit. Or they could put it at the old track, which is just down that Biggio Drive, just a little bit farther.
Parking there in a way, man. They're not going to take my parking spot away, are they, Brian?
Yeah. John says, don't go crazy.
Wait a minute now.
Well, they just push us a little bit farther out. They've been doing that about every other year. So.
Interesting. Well, I know it's been a big topic of conversation about getting that built one day. And I think you make an interesting point. You know, some of the sports that probably need some extra room and office space could use the current facility if a new football building is ever built.
That's right. And that would be great for them, too. And I think the functionality is of important. You know, more room for the football team and more space for them to hang out and, you know, locker rooms and everything they need. But I think even more so than that, just as something that stands for Auburn football, its tradition, what it's accomplished, something that can look good for the next, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. I think that's important for Auburn to move ahead and, you know, in those plans.
Gosh, that's great information. Brian Matthews, auburnsports.com. The website is chock full of information and insight like that. Brian, how do people get it?
Hey, I appreciate it. They can check us out, auburnsports.com, sign up online for a free trial. And, of course, they can follow me on Twitter at BMATAU.
Great stuff, Brian. We appreciate it. We will talk again next week.
Sounds good, guys.
Sounds good. On our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, that is Brian Matthews, auburnsports.com. Gail is at Gail's Down the Street Cafe on the curve on Zelda Road.